You see, you are rewarded both here and in the hereafter for right living. Amen. You might begin with knowing that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. But I find that this word is so rich when we go through life's experiences. And you know, as the children of God, we are not exempt from the things that happen in life. Amen, amen. It rains on the just and the unjust. We have, who are followers of him, we have good days and we have bad days. Amen. Things happen. But there's a difference. Amen. Blessed is the person that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Another way of saying that is, blessed is the man who stays with the Lord. Amen. If you stay with the Lord, he will stay with you. Dear ones, you need to know that the godly wisdom here in Psalm 1 declares the final outcome of the two ways. And we need to know there are two ways that are found in the scripture, and there are two ways found in life. I'd like to tell you that was a third way, you know, the Catholics said, and I'm not knocking folk, I'm simply making a point that, amen, that after this, that you can go to purgatory. Well, I'm sorry, you're not going to purgatory. Amen. If you live right, you're going to heaven. If you choose not to live right and not accept Christ as your Savior, I hate to be blunt with you, but you're going to hell. Now, there are only two places to go. There are two ways. And the writer here in the Psalms makes it perfectly clear that there are two ways. There is the way of the sinners. And he tells us here in verse 1, who nor standeth in the way of sinners. There is the way of sinners, and then there is the way of the righteous. Tells us that in the scripture as well, verse number 5. But I want us to know that we can define both the righteous and the unrighteous, or the, as the Bible says here, the ungodly. Amen, amen. When we talk about the righteous, we're talking about the people of God, those whom God receives in his presence, and he favors them with his salvation and blessing. Oh God, those who are in a right relationship with him. Hallelujah. In Psalm 34 and verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. That's when you're in the righteous way. Amen. Psalm 34 and verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen. Just because you've got your name's on the church roll and you're on your way to heaven, amen, there are still afflictions in the lives of the righteous. Amen. The psalmist says, many of the afflictions of the righteous. But I got good gospel news. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Amen, amen. He knows you're going through it, but you know what? You're not by yourself. Amen. He walks with you and he talks with you and he lets you know that you're coming out of this and you're coming out more than a conqueror. Amen. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Amen. You know, there's a parallel between Psalm 1 and the Beatitudes that's found in Matthew 5. Amen. Begins with blessed. Blessed. Now, we need to understand what blessing really is, because sometimes we get confused when we talk about blessings, because we start thinking about Lexus, living in a gated community. Amen. Name brand clothes. We think that's the blessing. Amen. But you can have none of those things and still be blessed. Amen. Amen. You see, when the Lord talks about being blessed, And you see, you got to understand this in terms of what Scripture says. Even if you think that your only happiness comes when you have stuff, then you're not going to be happy, because stuff is transitory. You'll have it today, but it's gone tomorrow. Amen. Sometimes it's gone today. And so if I'm making my happiness based on what I have, amen, then that's only temporary. But I'm glad there is something more permanent. Now listen to me, my brothers and sisters. When we talk about blessed, write this down. Write this down. Amen. So every time you feel like I'm having trouble and I need a blessing, think about the definition here. Blessed is really hope and joy in the Holy Ghost. Stay with me. Irrespective of the condition or the circumstance I'm in. Amen. Doesn't matter what I'm going through, my circumstances do not dictate my state of blessedness. As long as I have hope. Now let me define hope, because somebody needs to know what hope is. Amen. Hope is the desire with expectation for good. Hope is one of the permanents in our lives. Now abideth faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hope is, amen, continuing with us. And as long as I've got hope, amen, and I've got joy in the Holy Ghost, everything's going to be all right, because I know my relationship with the Lord will make it all right. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I don't need to worry about what's going to happen, because he knows what's going on. And the last time I checked, the Scripture says he neither slumbers nor sleeps. Amen. You don't have to try to wake him up to help you. Amen. While you sleep, he's watching over you. Oh, somebody not getting this. You need to know that God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. And a lot of times we talk about, I praise him in the morning and I praise him in the new day. I praise him all the time. Amen. Because of who he is. But on the other side, the flip side of this, the two ways, there is the way of sinners. And sinners in this Psalm 1, they are characterized as the ungodly. Ungodly meaning wicked. If you note the prefix there, un, it means not godly. No relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Sinners have no place among the righteous. You know, it's got to be difficult when you have no place with the righteous. You have no place with God. Amen. You're on your own. And it's a terrible place to be when you are on your own. Amen. You control nothing. Amen. You don't have anything. Because what we have can disappear in a vapor. But if God be for you, then who can be against you? Amen, amen. When we talk about in the text, and it points out to us, amen, the rewards of the righteous, I like to call those rewards perks. Perks for the righteous. Amen. Y'all know what perks are. Amen. When you get a new job, some things you want to know. Well, what benefits are there? I mean, what do I get for being, you know, that's some perks for being in the righteous. Amen. Perk number one, it's in your Bible. Look what he says. Look what he says. Hallelujah. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And he, in his law, God's law, doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Mm-hmm. Then he tells us the ungodly are not so. But they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. But those that are in the Lord, they have a pleasure. Amen. Now, if you read the in the Amplified, blessed, it says blessed, happy, fortunate. But again, I have to tell you, we too oftentimes have the wrong definition for blessed. And so if you would always insert, when you see blessed, say hope and joy in the Holy Ghost, irrespective of my circumstances. When you put that in, then you know that you have a relationship with the Lord, and the devil in hell can't sever that relationship. Amen. I don't care what comes against you in this life or in the life to come. God says, if you are with him, amen, there's none who can be against you. And I want us to see that in the presence of the Lord, Psalm 16 and verse 11, in thy presence is the fullness of joy. Amen, amen. You want to have a good time, have a good time in the Lord. Amen, amen. The old folk used to say, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. When you start focusing on the Lord and not your circumstance, amen, God knows how to make things well in your life. I'm reminded, the Bible says that there was an old preacher and his young person that he was mentoring. And the young man went out early in the morning and he looked and he saw the enemy coming at them. And he was simply knocked to his knees. He got up and went back in and told the prophet, Alas, my master, look at all the troops that are coming against us. The old prophet set his coffee cup down. Let me just use my holy imagination. Yeah. So set his coffee cup down and said, young man, open the young man's eyes that he might see. Yeah. And when the Lord opened the young man's eyes, he went back out and looked. He said, all of a sudden, I see horses and chariots and the angels of God. You see, sometimes we're looking at our problem instead of looking at the problem solver. Amen, amen. God always has, amen, a remedy for his people. So find pleasure in him. Amen. And you know, and then the scripture goes on, at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. The right hand is where God moves. Amen. You always want to know where his right hand is. Amen. With his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. God knows how to make things happen in your life. No wonder the wise man says in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse number 1, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. As long as you, and by the way, it talks about young folk, but the same message applies to those who are also older folk. Amen. If you remember the Creator all of the time, amen. It does not matter what you're experiencing. He knows how to make things well. Amen. He will bless you. Amen. Going in, and he will bless you coming out. And so, amen, I like for us to think about the first perk of the righteous is pleasure. All of us like to have pleasure. The second perk, and we see it in the text, is profit. Yeah. Profit. Now, profit really, that's an accounting term, and it talks about a balance sheet, and it talks about profits and losses. And I would have us to contrast the counsel of the ungodly, the way of the sinners, amen, amen, with those who are in the family of God. Now, what do I get, amen, when I sit at the seat of the scornful? What do I get when I take my counsel from the ungodly? What do I get when I'm walking in the counsel of the ungodly, standing in the way of sinners, sitting at the seat of the scornful? What do I get? Well, verse 4 says, you're not even so. You're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Amen. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Sinners in the congregation of the righteous, which says to me that I will have no place with him after this life is over. But can I tell you something? Amen. I want to have a relationship with him in this life. Amen. I want him to walk with me, and I want him to talk with me, and I want him to comfort me in all of my ways. And only God knows how to do that. Amen. But when you are in the seat of the scornful, amen, or walketh not in the seat of the scornful, the Lord does not order your life. Amen. When you're taking counsel, amen, from the ungodly, amen, the deliberations and the advice you give is not to your best interest. When you standeth in the way of sinners, you are standing and stationed by yourself. You have no hope from the Lord. And I got to tell you, all of our hope comes from the Lord. Amen. And when we talk about sinners, those of whom evil is habitual, amen, for which wickedness is a way of life, that is a terrible place to be. But the light of those who belong to him, the light of those that are in the body of Christ, Psalm 119:129, thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doeth my soul keep them. When you start going through things, and it's good to know when you're in the family of God, you're going through your trials and tribulations, and you're wondering what's going to happen next, you're able to refer to the word that tells you, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. You know, you might be going through hell and high water, but he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores. Somebody don't know this. Amen. You've been knocked down, beat up, but he restores your soul. He brings you back to where you used to be. You remember where you were when you used to hear the word of the Lord and you get all happy. Amen. You couldn't hardly contain yourself. You just start clapping. Amen. But now that the things have started happening to you, your shoulders are rounded and your head is down. But when you hear, amen, the Lord is my shepherd, amen, sooner, amen, then later you raise your head up and you square your shoulders and you know everything is all right. I'm going to make it anyhow. And then you start wondering sometime, how am I going to make it? Well, you realize that he prepares a table before you in the very presence of your enemy. Have I got a witness here? Amen. See, you don't know that unless you've had some hard time. But if you've been through something and the Lord brought you out more than a conqueror, you know how to trust in him. Well, somebody said, well, I've been beat down, knocked down, kicked around. What is that end for me? I can hear Brother Paul writing and telling us, let us not be weary in well-doing. We shall reap in due season if we faint not. Well, we got to know when due season is. Due season is the Lord's own time. Amen. But can I tell you something? He won't put on you more than you're able to bear. Oh, come on, talk to me, somebody. Amen. You know you've been there. Amen. You didn't know how you were going to make it, but just when it seemed like you were about to go over the cliff, amen, a hand reaches out and pulls you back to him. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. He knows how to take care of those that are his. And so when I look at the perks of the righteous, I say, Lord, I thank you for what you are doing for me, even right now. Have I got a witness? When I think about, amen, amen, the prophets of being in the Lord, I can hear the scripture telling us, for what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Amen. What would a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. Doesn't matter if you have all of the things of this world and you don't have Jesus, you are wretched and bankrupt. You might not have two nickels to rub together, but if you've got the Lord in your life, The scripture says you are rich. You know, I love that Jesus is talking to two churches. And it was in our Sunday school lesson. He's talking to two churches. Amen. For one of them, amen, Smyrna, he says, you might not have, and I'm paraphrasing now, you might not have two dimes to rub together. Amen. But you're rich. Then to the other one, they thought they were rich. And he says to them, you are poor, wretched, and undone. I would rather be the poor on this side and know that I'm rich in Jesus. Is there anybody here who's rich in Jesus? Amen. The Lord knows how to make a way for you. Somebody said he is a way maker. Well, let me go on. Let me go on. Amen. When you understand, amen, that a perk is you've got pleasure. A perk is you're able to realize the profit that comes from being a servant of the Most High God. But more than that, and what I really love about being in him, I'm planted. Amen. I'm planted. Listen to what he says. Amen. He says, you are planted by the rivers of water. Amen. You have access to all that you need for success. Amen. He plants you by the rivers of water. There is a continuous inflow of all the nutrients that you need to be blessed. And I don't know whether you're being blessed or not, but I'm being blessed today. Not necessarily in terms of the physical, but God speaks to your spiritual need. And when that inside man is happy, the outside man has to be happy. Amen. I might be going through hell and high water, but if the inside man is praising the Lord, I know that everything is all right. Amen. The way it is not the way it's going to be forever. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm planted, amen, in him. You see, when we think about the tree, blessedness of the righteous is likened to a tree. The tree withstands the buffeting of the winds, but it also flourishes and it blesses man. Ah, thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. The wind can blow. Somebody said once, how do the cedars of Lebanon, how are they able to stand? The wind blows, and sometimes it seems like this should have been blown down. But somebody said, well, let me experiment and see what's happening. They dug down and dug to the roots of that cedars of Lebanon, and they found that the roots had wrapped around a rock. And any time the wind would blow, it would hold them steadfast. I don't know about in your life, but I'm anchored in the Lord. Amen. The winds will blow. I got to tell you, if you live in this life, the winds will blow. You will have trouble in this life. You will have adversity in this life. Somebody's going to treat you wrong. Amen. I can hear, what were they, the OJs, said them backstabbers? Amen. Amen. But one thing I know about the Lord, he knows how to take care of you. Have I got a witness? Amen. He raises a shield that protects you. Amen. Amen. He knows how to be sure that everything is going to be all right. And so I'm planted in the Lord. And those that are planted in the Lord, they know Psalm 46:5. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Now I'm talking about the tabernacle of the Most High. Amen. God knows how to take care of you. And he plants you. And it does not matter how the storms come. Amen. Hattie used to sing that song, when the storms of life are raging. Amen. There's somebody who will stand by you. Amen. And somebody in this room knows what I'm talking about. Amen. You've had something to happen in your life, and it seems like you wanted to throw in the towel. But you remember that there is somebody that will stand by you when the storms of life are raging. I'm glad that I know that man today. Amen. Can I give you one more thing? Amen. Not only is there pleasure and profit and we're planted, but you'll also prosper. Amen. And when I talk about prospering, I don't mean the acquisition of wealth. I'm talking about being in a right relationship with the Lord. Amen. If you're in a right relationship with him, Amen, amen, all is well. Isaiah 3 and verse 10, say to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doing. If you live right, God will take care of you. Amen. The only one that's got to worry and watch over his shoulders are the ungodly. If you're living right, I've got somebody walking before me and somebody's coming on behind me. And then I've got somebody that's watching over me every day of my life. Have I got a witness? Well, when we talk about prospering, can't you hear John the Revelator saying in 3 John 2nd verse, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I'm not trying to tell you how to get rich. I'm telling you how to get rich in Jesus. When you've got Jesus, you got enough. And somebody said, well, just being rich in Jesus won't pay my bills. No, but Jesus knows how to fix it so you will pay your bills. Amen. He knows how to make everything well. I wish I had somebody here. But when we talk about David in the Psalms, David could talk about personal experiences. He has spent some time with the Lord. And I got to tell you, if you really want to know who the Lord is, spend some time with him. Amen, amen, amen. When you're down and out, God knows how to pick you up. Amen. When you're running from your enemy, God knows how to go along with you. Have I got a witness? The Bible tells me, and I just want to reflect a couple things about David. David is running for his life. Saul is after him, and the Amalekites are on one side trying to get him, and David is fleeing for his life, and he winds up in Ziklag. The Bible said the Amalekites had come in and stole all that he had, their wives and their children, and David asked the Lord, Lord, what shall I do? Shall I pursue them? And see, that's one thing, if you really want to be blessed, you need to spend some time with the Lord. When you're going through your hard times, don't try to do it by yourself. Can I go ahead and preach? Amen. Don't try to get it with Jack Daniels. Don't try to find it, amen, with Miller's Light or Coors Light, but find it in some time with the Lord. That's what the text says. In his law doth he meditate day and night. Somebody will get that in the morning. But if you spend some time with the Lord, David said, Lord, what shall I do? Shall I pursue? And the Lord said to David, go ahead and pursue. And the Bible said, David overtook them and took back everything that they had taken. I stopped by to tell you, if you let the Lord direct you, he will give you everything that the enemy had stolen from you. But somebody said, what did he steal? Well, the enemy comes in, and the first thing he steals your joy. Amen. You no longer have the joy you used to have. There was a time when you come in the house of the Lord, you came with joy in your heart. You realized that the joy of the Lord was your strength. You knew how to wave your hands, and you knew how to step around the building. The circumstances came, and now I'm beat down. I've been knocked low. I'm not able to praise him like I used to. But again, I would refer to you. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't get the wrong advice. Let somebody tell you about the Lord. Yeah, if you want to know who the Lord is, well, somebody stop to let you know that God is. He's everything you need. Have I got a witness? I can hear David say, God is my refuge and strength. He is a very present help in time of trouble. I want you to know that when you spend time with the Lord, he'll make everything all right. Amen. David got back everything he had. Well, if that's not your cup of tea, let me see if we can find you somewhere else. The Bible said about David, David was only, amen, a very young age, and he went to take some food to his brethren. And while he was taking the food to his brethren, they came to a valley of Elah. And while he was there, he heard a big man crying out, send me a man, I want to fight somebody. And David looked around and said, why is not somebody
standing up for our God. Oh, I feel like preaching now. You know we ought to always stand up for the God we serve. Oh, I don't know about you, but I can hear him saying, I want to tell you, you might talk about my God, but my God is able. David said, if nobody will fight him, I'll fight him. And word got back to the king. David said, he'll fight him. And the king said, David, I want you to put on my armor. And I want you to put on all that I have. David looked at it and said, I can't use it. I'm not as large as you are. My head is not as big as yours. I stop by to tell you, when you're going through things, don't shift on the Lord. The Lord brought you this far. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. You don't need to try the world's answer. If you stay with the Lord, he'll stay with you. The Bible said, David, thank the Holy Ghost. Started down, went down by the brook, picked up three smooth stones, five smooth stones, five smooth stones, and headed toward the great giant. Have I got a witness? Yes. The Bible said Goliath is crying out, what am I that you sent me a dog? Lord have mercy. What the young folk used to say, sticks and stones might break my bone, but words don't bother me. But David said, I'm not insulted. Have I got a witness here? David said, I got a word for you. You come with me with a sword and a shield, but I come to you in the name of my God. I've stopped by to tell you, when you go through things, go through them in the power of the Holy Ghost. David took out of his little shepherd bag one of those smooth stones, one for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost, and let it go. Hit Goliath in the middle of his forehead. Goliath fell down. David ran to him. Watch this. David took Goliath's sword, cut off Goliath's head. Have I got a witness him? Went marching into town, holding that big head of Goliath. Oh, yes. I don't know about you, but the God that I serve, he's able. He's able. He's able. Do everything we need. How do I know? Because my elder brother, he conquered Satan. Have I got a witness here? Can I go there just a minute? It was on a Friday. Oh, yes. It was on a Friday. Put a cross on his shoulder. Went up a hill. Called Golgotha. They nailed his hands. Lifted his feet. Have I got a witness here? They stretched him wide and dropped him low. He died. He died. Have I got a witness? But the Bible said, put him in a borrowed grave. Can I go ahead and get philosophical? I want you to know, Shakespeare says, neither a borrow nor a lender be. But Jesus could say, I don't need it, but for 3 days, in 3 days hence, I'll give it back to you. The Bible says, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody gonna have to hold me. Yes. The Bible said, it was early. Early Sunday morning, he got up, stepped out with all power in his hand. Have I got a witness here? He can't destroy, but he will defend. My only question is, do you know him? Have you tried? Is he real in your life? Don't fool me now. We like to talk about the Lord. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. But I want to tell you, I really love him. Really love him. Really love him. Oh, yes. He's everything I need. My friend, sit closer than a brother. My elder brother. That walks with me and talks with me, tells me that I am his own, went to heaven and told me, don't worry, Amos, I'm coming back. Do you know it? Are you ready? Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? He's coming back.
He's coming back. If you know him,
you'll go home with him. But there are only two ways. You're either on the right side or the wrong side. If you know him, you're on the right side. If you cast your cares upon him, you're on the right side. If you die to self, you're on the right side. But if you want to make it by yourself, if you're only concerned about what I get, about me and mine, you're on the wrong side. One of these old days, he's coming back. He's coming back. Are you ready? Oh, yeah. I am glad for you. About you, but whether you're ready or not, he's coming back. Yeah. Have I got a witness? But I can hear him say, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And where I am, there you might be also. Let me close with this. This is where I find comfort. He said, I'm coming back to receive you unto myself. What does that make comfort for you? The fact is, I don't know where heaven is, so I got to wait for him. Have I got a witness? The word says, flesh and blood cannot inherit. Have I got a witness? Eternal life. I got to go to sleep in him. My first breath in heaven precedes my last breath that I breathed on earth. One breath on this side. Next breath. Oh, yeah. On the other side, never got a witness. That's why I tell folk who are going through bereavement, lift up your heads. Jesus has made it all right. When you're in him, you go to sleep on this side, but you wake up on the other side. You went to sleep a mortal being, but you wake up an immortal being. You went to sleep on this side, limited by time and space, but when you wake up, hey!
I gotta quit. I'm not done. I've just gotta quit. Amen. Amen. If you're here, not made peace with God, accept the rewards of the righteous. Reward number one.